Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Chuchi's mom has got it going on. She hosts Natch Butte, and I've listened for so long. Chuchi, can't you see that I want a skin routine? I hope that it's not wrong, but I'm in love with Chuchi's mom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. And you know what? Today I'm adding sunscreen to that. So we laugh, cry, we cream, and we sunscreen. Welcome to Natch Butte. I am your host, your guru, your guide to all things self-care and beauty, Jackie J, otherwise known as the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, and I'm going to add your mom, because as this episode airs, I might have given birth. We don't know. I might have given birth. I might almost have given birth. My cervix might be dilated right now. The baby might be 30% effaced. We don't know. But this is the last episode before my maternity leave, which is exciting. But before I leave, there is something very important to discuss, and that is why my guest is here today. I don't let brand founders on Natch Butte very often, but when there is a brand that I am obsu-hee-hoo-hee-hoosed with, and just in case you don't know the definition of obsu-hee-hoo-hee-hoosed, that just means you're obsessed with to the highest honor and degree. So I'm obsu-hee-hoo-hee-hoosed with everyday humans. I bring it up on Natch Butte constantly. I've been bringing it up for friggin' years, honestly, because I first found this brand and I did meet the founder that's sitting right here on my Zoom briefly at Indie Beauty Expo in, I believe, 2018 in New York. Yes, she's thumbing up, yes. And the brand had a different name at that point, but it was the same vibe. I was obsu-hee-hoo-hee-hoosed with Resting Beach Face Serum. We talk about it on Natch Butte all the time. And this brand is great. My husband is now hooked on that product. I've gotten everybody hooked on it. The products are wonderful, but they also have such a great and strong message behind them, which is also the message of Natch Butte, which is sustainability and awareness of the ingredients. And it's a great product, okay? Comfy Pro Planet sunscreens with skincare benefits designed for every day for everybody. They have a new product that just launched. I have it in my hands. I've already been using it every day, honey. Rose from Above SPF 35 Mineral Sunscreen Base. As a prego, I've been using just mineral products, so I've been loving this. There's so many exciting things. Upcycled rose. What does that mean? We'll find out, okay? We're here to discuss all things sunscreen and one of my favorite brands with the founder. Please welcome to Natch Butte, Charlotte Chen Pinar. Charlotte, welcome to Natch Butte.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited. I can't believe this is your last episode before you pop.
I know. I mean, I might give birth. I might go into labor right now, Charlotte. Who knows?
Right now.
You could talk me through it, though. You have two children.
That is true. That is true. Just breathe. You just got to do the little breathing exercise situation. I'm sure you've
And you know practicing. What? Right off camera, I have my big exercise ball, so I could get on that and start moving my pelvis and all of those. There you go. There you go. And Charlotte, I just want to, I think you're winning the award right now for furthest guest. You're in China right now?
I am in Hong Kong, actually.
Okay.
I am. Yeah, it's 8 a.m. right now, so it is a little bit of a long time zone situation,
yes.
But yeah, I am.
And you're originally from Australia?
No, I'm actually from Hong Kong, but I've moved around in a couple of places, so my accent's everywhere.
Yes.
My husband's South African. I lived in the UK, live in Australia, and then live in the States, so it's like really messy.
Yeah, because doesn't your brand, okay, now I'm looking at this, it says Florida, UK. Did it not used to say it was from Australia? Am I making that up?
No, you're not making it up. So our original formula, Resting Beach Face, is designed and formulated and manufactured in Australia.
There you go.
So it started off like that. You are correct.
Okay.
But
thank
you. Expanded
the
market to the US, and the American community really like us. So we decided to sort of not just talk about being made in Australia and just go all out and just be more like country agnostic.
I love an agnostic country. That's such a mood, and we're here for it.
I mean, we're all human, hence everyday humans.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, it doesn't really matter where you're from or where you are. Like, you still need to wear sunscreen. That's what it is.
And I agree with that. Okay, Charlotte, we need to start the interview. I'm going to ask you the warm-up questions everybody gets. What type of skin do you have?
So I have combo skin. I actually don't have a lot of sensitivity because I rarely get pimples. So I guess you can call me lucky or you can call me just old. I'm just in my late 30s, you know, so you don't get pimples at this age.
That's the one benefit. I don't get pimples anymore either. You know what? It's the one thing we've earned.
Yeah, we've definitely earned that. I mean, I had it in my early teens and stuff like that, and then it's just gone.
Yes.
Like one day it's just all gone. So there is hope. If you have younger listeners there, it will go away.
Yes.
You know? But my T-zone, it's so oily, I guess, especially in the summer. Like, but it's here it's really oily, but the rest of my face is super dry. So I'm like, so definitely like textbook combo skin. So I usually look for something that's like moisture enhancing, mm-hmm. But it's not super heavy. So if in the case it might break me out of my nose and my forehead, and I'm starting to get freckles, which I've never had until recently from all the freaking sun I soaked up as a teenager, and it's really creeping up on me. So obviously I try to wear sunscreen to stop it from getting worse. If you can't cure it, better work on that prevention.
Listen, I feel you. I feel like every day there's a new freckle emerging on the bod or the face.
What happened? Like on my arm or something, like super random. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, photo aging, friggin' like all the stuff that you learn when you're a kid and you ignore, it only creeps up on you in your 30s.
Yep. That's true. We're all just going to be one big freckle in a few years. All the kids from the 90s.
Yes. My heroes in those days were like Paris Hilton or something like that, right? In the 90s. So you're like, well, or the 90s. You're like, okay, let's go to the beach and have that tan look. And guess what? I'm suffering from it right now.
Wow. Well, we're in this together at least.
You remember the Nazis.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, Charlotte, next warm-up question. I'm excited for this answer because you've lived such an international life. What is the first beauty product that you ever bought or used? Do you remember?
So actually, it's a really funny story. So I didn't buy it, but I used it.
Okay.
So my mom used to have the most elaborate skincare routine. I always remember this beauty product because it got me in so much trouble.
Oh.
I think I was like 10 years old or something. And I've seen my mom use this every evening. It's this amazing little blue jar and there's like beads inside of it. And I see her scooping it, these pearls out of it with like a really small spatula. And it's the La Prairie Skin Caviar.
Okay. And you used to grab a huge scoop of it and just waste
it. So yeah. Back then, there's no slime or anything. So obviously as a 10-year-old, you're like, no idea how much that costs, right? So I snuck into her bathroom, dragged my 7-year-old sister and like obviously scooped everything out. And that was the end of that skin caviar.
Yeah.
So to this day, I don't think I'll ever forget that moment because even I really wanted to try it, but I'm really worried that if I purchase it, like my 5-year-old would actually do exactly the same thing.
It will
thing.
Be karma.
So, yeah, it will definitely be karma. But I mean, I looked it up yesterday before the call. I was like, oh, wow, it's actually really expensive. I was like, oh, crap.
You know what? This is a good lesson for me in parenting because I'm going to have to lock up all my good shit.
I'm serious. Yeah. Like I had Byredo hand cream the other day and like my son decided to deposit the entire bucket, like literally like that into like a, you know, sand bucket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's Byredo.
Okay. This is good. None of my parenting books have covered skincare security. So this is absolutely very helpful. Thank you.
So like the expensive stuff, top shelf, you can get your Cetaphil or CeraVe.
Oh no,
stuff.
I'm getting a safe. I'm going full, honey. We're not fucking around, okay?
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for this tip.
It's a serious concern.
Yes.
So I was just like, dude, like I need to stop putting my expensive lipstick lying around. You know,
yeah.
Like that.
Okay, I feel this was a heaven sent message, and I'm receiving it. Charlotte, you have a skincare brand, you have a sunscreen brand. We're outside all the time. What is your favorite outdoor activity?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I actually live by the beach, so I go to the beach every single weekend. So pretty basic. I like go hang out in the morning, you know, lie around. But I'm a beach goer. I don't do like extreme sports or anything. I play tennis. do a little bit of hiking, but not super. That's the thing. That's why I designed a brand that is not just like, all right, I'm going to go like hardcore surfing, or I'm going to do all these extreme sports. Hey, you're as an urban human, like you do some kind of outdoor activity, but you still need to use sunscreen. Yeah. So that's why I created Everyday Humans, where you're like, okay, well, sunscreen is not just for hardcore surfers or like Californian people. There's the rest of the country that needs sunscreen, but doesn't necessarily do all those activities.
Yeah.
So it's like an everyday thing.
I need sunscreen just to go to Trader Joe's and get a boba tea and talk shit outside with my friends. So yeah, everyday humans. Yeah. Perfect answer. Okay, my last warm-up question, Charlotte. And yes, my warm-up questions do take a lot of time, but they're important. This is Natch Butte. We celebrate our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
That's an interesting question, but I guess my most beautiful thing is about me. I'm a really optimistic person, so I have an optimistic outlook in life, and I have a lot of energy. Obviously, fueled by coffee. I think having optimism and having a lot of energy really gets me through a lot of challenges, like both big and small. So I like in my job, like I fight fires every single day. And I really believe that anything is possible. And if you face it with a positive outlook, like it makes it a lot easier. But of course, like it's really hard. And sometimes you just want to curl up into a ball and cry. And that's okay too. Like, and I just want to remember, let everybody know that, hey, tomorrow's another day. You can actually do it. So you just have to curl. If you want to curl to a ball, you do it. Or if you want to like, okay, we can do it. We can do it. So you just have to take it one day at a time.
Fabulous answer. I love enthusiasm fueled by coffee as well. That's a mood that a lot of us can get behind.
I am drinking one right
there
now.
There you go. So. Hey, it's 8 a.m. Oh, look at your cute little cup.
Yeah, that's right. I just bought it as those fancy barista like machines, and I've been learning how to use that thing. But finally figured it out, and I was like, okay, I got cafe style coffee.
Yes. Really, you have to up the cup game if you up the coffee game.
Yeah, exactly. I can't be using like a crappy cup.
That's right. The coffee deserves a fancy receptacle.
That's right.
Okay, we love it. Also, is a great conversation piece for Zooms. I have a feeling you're on Zoom calls a lot.
Not really? It's a mess. Look at this mess behind me. I'm just like, not really. Like, I maybe like do it once a month, and this is the rare time that I put on some foundation.
I'm impressed. I assumed that since you're a boss ass bitch running a company, that you'd be on the Zooms constantly.
Google Hangouts.
Okay.
In Asia.
Yeah, yeah. You know why I don't like Google Hangout? Because you can't touch up your appearance on Google Hangout.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And every time I log onto it, I'm like,
can I touch on my appearance here?
Yeah, honey. Oh. There's a setting. Now, I don't do it a lot, but I do have it. Honey, it's everyone's right.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't know there's a feature like that. I will look into it.
Well, you don't need it, and that's good. It's because you wear your sunscreen.
Nah, it's just minimal lighting. That's what it is.
It definitely is. Yeah. Okay, Charlotte, let's talk about why and how you started a sunscreen brand. Because there's all kinds of brands you could start. You could have started a suspender brand. You could have started eyebrow cream. You could have started sunscreen, sun care. How? Why? Have you always been passionate about sun care?
So I mentioned to you about the Nogtis, right? So I actually used to live in a place which is literally like 95, 100 degrees every day. And it's sunny every single day. So I was like, all right, sunscreen to us is a non-negotiable in Asia. So I was like, all right, like I got to find something that's going to help me out. And like when I mentioned to you that I used to tan a lot in my teens. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm in my 30s and seeing the first sign of aging, I really wish someone had told me earlier the actual importance to take care of my skin and using like the most vital weapon against wrinkles, which is SPF. But of course, like the education and back then, the education's not really there. But recently, in the past maybe 2 years, it really exploded. Preventative care is the same. Sunscreen is like a non-negotiable for like Gen Z and Zillennials. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, young people are actually, besides the formulation, obviously, young people actually cares about the environmental impact. And I think what's really important is actually authentic representation. And I think some brands may not be as inclusive as others, or some brands may not be as pro-planet as others. So I was like, that's why I started Everyday Humans. Like I wanted to make a conscious and inclusive sunscreen brand that helps inspire young people of all skin types and tones to actually wear SPF. Because if I make a product that is like a little bit like older or a little bit boring, like it's going to be a chore. It feels like your mom's nagging. Mm-hmm. So we want to make something that's trendy, that's interesting. It has skincare benefits or exciting ingredients or even a trendy packaging or like the way that we speak. We want to make sure that actually it becomes cool or interesting to actually wear sunscreen as opposed to be a chore. So that's why we started it. So in my personal inspiration, I really like street culture or urban cultures, and I care about nature conservation and all that stuff because my dad's in like biodegradable packaging. So these kind of topics personally really excite me, and somehow all of the things that I personally like somehow resonate with my consumers as well. So that's really awesome.
Wow, that makes perfect sense because we're from the same generation. It was a chore to put sunscreen on because the sunscreen stunk. The texture was disgusting. A lot of it burned our skin. It just wasn't fun. It wasn't cool. And that's why I started using Resting Beach Face Serum, was because it was a serum. I love the texture. I love the way it felt on my skin. Every day I enjoyed putting it on. And the package was cute and the name was great. So you nailed it. That makes perfect sense.
Thank you, Jackie. That's awesome to hear.
I want to know who names your products because the names are great. Like, Oh My Bod is the name of the body sunscreen, which is also very popular in my home. I have the new Rose from Above sitting here. So is that your job, Charlotte, or do you have somebody on staff that is the creative person?
I mean, actually naming the product is like the funnest part of the job. So when I started the brand, it was literally me, my husband, and like four bottles of wine. And we were just like, all right, let's write names down. And we just sit there and be like, all right, beaches, sun. Oh my God, we should call it Oh My Bod. But so I'm going to credit Oh My Bod to my husband. That is definitely him. And Resting Beach, I'm going to take credit for that one. I'm like, I laughed about it and I actually trademarked it just because it's hilarious. Hey, oh my God, I'm going to trademark Resting Beach Face, lol. And we did. And to date, this product and this name is still our best-selling product and the most iconic name out of our range. Yeah. So it's been really interesting. Of course, like later on down the line, I have a team to work with. But at the beginning, the crazier or like the more ridiculous ones are actually really from four bottles of wine.
Wow, that's two per person. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think weekend. It's a weekend.
Yeah. Listen, everyone has their creative process.
Unfortunately, mine is drinking a lot of wine. If I have some wine a day, it keeps the doctor away sometimes.
They say it's good for the heart, and hearts are important.
I think so. I mean, I don't get super hangovers either, so it's okay. Nice. It's not that I drink every day, but it really helps with my creative juice.
Yes.
Like, all right, just one glass of wine, and then you're like, yeah, I'm ready.
It clearly works because Resting Beach Face is iconic. Okay, I have here two questions that I feel you kind of already answered, but I'm still going to ask them anyway. The first is, why is sunscreen the best anti-aging product? And the second is, any tips on how to make sunscreen a daily habit? Now, we already know if you use a fun product that you enjoy, that it's going to be more useful and you're actually going to reach for it. But are there any other tips you have?
Okay, for why sunscreen the best anti-aging product? Well, the sun takes a huge toll on your face. Yeah. Like in the short term, well, when you're lying on the beach and you forgot to put sunscreen, you get a sunburn. But actually the long-term consequence, which I've been mentioning to you, lurks, and you don't experience a burn, but it's called photoaging. So it's basically the sun prematurely aging your skin. And because photo damage happens really at a really deep layer of your skin, it actually takes years for it to show up. So unlike normal aging, which is obviously from age or genes and stuff like that, the photo aging is 100% because of the sun. Not the sun. You can obviously get it from tanning beds. That stuff permanently damages your skin structure. And it happens and it starts in your teens and 20s. So the signs of photo aging are sun damage is you've got loss of skin tone, skin texture, uneven skin texture. You've got your pigmentation going on. You've got your like redness and blotchiness and obviously wrinkles. So of course, like many people associate sun with just the summertime, but SPF, it's not just for the poolside hangouts and all of that stuff. Sun damage doesn't actually take a vacation. So no matter what season it is, sunscreen is really a 365 days essential. And that's why we believe that it's really important for you to get that daily sun protection to get those like really pesky wrinkles that's going to creep up on you later in life at bay.
Isn't it like a horror movie to think about how often I was outside with no sunscreen on as a youth?
I mean, that reel in my head replays all the time. I'm just like, why was I doing
but
this?
But also, Charlotte, I don't know if people are honest with you, because in your line of that would be like telling the dentist, oh yeah, I floss twice a day, when you really don't. There are so many people I know that literally still don't wear sunscreen. And I'm like, you live in LA, motherfucker.
You actually live in LA, which I think is bizarre, right? It's like, dude, you're going to look like a prune. And like your freaking, when you're late 30s, you're going to look like a prune. That is not cool.
Right.
You know?
But I just, it absolutely just shocks me even now, because I get it when we were young. We didn't know any better. But now everywhere you turn.
I don't know. You really know. So that's why I was like, well, that's why you want to have a sunscreen that you actually want to wear. So I think the most important is texture. You mentioned it. Resting Beach Face has a really great texture. So you can't really tell as a sunscreen, it feels like skincare. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, it's not really a chore. Or find something that has like a skincare benefit. So you're like, oh, it's a 2-in-1. So I don't have to do 2 things at a go. I'm really lazy. Like, I created this product because I'm lazy. So I was like, well, if I need to wear sunscreen every day and I need to obviously wear moisturizer, I might as well slap that 2-in-1. And it works as a primer, a hydrator. And you combine your skincare stuff so you actually want to wear it. Of course, I think combining is one thing. And of course, I think it's like knowing your skin type and your skin concerns is also really important. Because there's, let's say you put a lot of makeup on, you need definitely a more chemical sunscreen because it's more lightweight. If you were pregnant, you want something because you have more sensitive skin and you don't want any like toxic stuff happening, you'll use mineral sunscreen. You actually need to know or investigate to be able to know what works for you and what works for your, I guess, your daily routine or your everyday activities, right? So, but why do people have 6 serums, but they don't, and they can apply 6 serums at night
and no
they don't
sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen in the day? Yeah, which is like, I understand there's like this efficacy thing, right? Because like for, let's say if you use niacinamide or something like that, the next day you're like, wow, I've got brightened skin. But sunscreen, you're like, you don't get that wow effect, right? So it's the wow only happens when you're in your maybe 40s, or it's a wow, I don't have freckles, or wow, I don't have wrinkles. But that it's not overnight. So preventative care is really hard to sell because you don't see immediate effects. Yes. But you got to like remind people, like, actually, that's like the peptides, the stuff that you hear about and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen to me. It's not overnight, but not everything is overnight. And sunscreen is one of those things where you're like, okay, you got to keep on with it. And one day you'll realize, wow, I'm glad I did it every day.
I wish somebody, but let's be honest, if somebody would have come up to me in my youth and said, you need to start wearing sunscreen every day because when you're 40, it's going to pay off. I'm going to go, I don't fucking care. Okay. I want to look hot now. That's what I would have said. And my mom covered herself in baby oil and laid in the sun. So she wasn't helping.
She wasn't.
You know, she's not a sunscreen gal. Let's be, I don't think she's ever worn it, if I'm being honest. So it's just different times, but I plead to the young people listening and anybody out there with kids, and honestly, anyone listening, y'all know by now I talk about sunscreen. Charlotte and I are having this real conversation here. We're having a come to Jesus combo. Put that damn sunscreen on. And I highly recommend Resting Beach Face because it doesn't feel like sunscreen. As Charlotte was saying, you probably are a serum queen if you're listening to Nashu. Get it. It's a serum and it's fabulous and you're never even going to know it's sunscreen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my next question. How should we be applying sunscreen, Charlotte? Because I'm seeing all these TikToks. We got to put 2 lines on our fingers. We're not putting enough. Is there a tip on that for everybody?
I mean, I don't know if it's controversial or not, but I was like, actually, 2 lines of my face is not that big.
Yeah.
I don't need.
And I have long fingers. I don't know. I'm 5'10". I have giant hands. Oh. So that's a lot of sunscreen.
So like, I know there's like a benchmark, but I'm like 5'1", okay? And my face is probably a little bit smaller. So 2 finger length is like the suggested sort of amount. So it's easy to measure. But like, I personally don't need that much sunscreen. I think it's just right to, it's like face moisturizer. Like you don't need to like scoop it out and smear it on your face. It's so excessive that you need to now put it on your neck and on your ear or something. So it's just like, I think the adequate amount that covers your face, like your face moisturizer, is good enough. So for me, it's like maybe 1.5 finger for me.
Okay, yeah.
But it depends on the person.
Find your finger amount is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I'm not going to measure my finger to like know if that's like exactly X amount of teaspoon. But of course, I think one of the reason why people said you need to place adequate amount is because if you put just a tiny little bit, let's say you've got those makeup primers, those things that have only a little bit of sunscreen. So what happened is that the actives, which is, let's say you've purchased something that's like SPF 50, but it's like a foundation or it's like a powder. The thing is, you're not going to put enough amount of that product to actually get to that SPF 50. So that's why when you're saying that, okay, if I want to put an adequate amount to get to that number, then you have to put the recommended mm-hmm. amount, which I think is like 1.5 fingers for me.
Yeah.
So I guess it's really dependent. So that's why I was like, okay, I know that there's a lot of products nowadays that has those like color cosmetics plus SPF, but you'll never put that layer amount of foundation on your face. Like, you cannot put 1.5 fingers worth of foundation. Neither are you going to put a kilo of powder in your face.
Wow. Right?
So you got to think about it. So it's like, okay, if you have a powder that's SPF 50, the amount that you're going to put on your face, like a bronzer, it's probably an SPF 10.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? So it's like not enough to be able to get to that number. So I think you need to be able to understand why you still need to wear a sunscreen, even though there's like multi-purpose products out there, but you still want a basic, like a normal face sunscreen that will do the job and that you'll wear enough so that it hits that number.
That's really interesting because I at this point in my routine, I have probably 4 products with SPF in them and I put them all on.
Oh, wow. Okay, well then
listen, I'm not fucking around. Okay.
Interesting. Well,
I have a powder, like you said, and mm-hmm. I'm not gonna put a thick ass coat of that on me. You do a little bit of powder. So you're right, it's not really doing anything. This is a cautionary tale to everyone listening who thinks that their powder is enough. It's not.
Yeah, there's a TikTok trending video of people like mixing powder into their face cream and make it into sunscreen. No, don't DIY yourself. There's a reason why sunscreen is FDA. You need to go through the regulatory bodies to be able to get it registered. It's because it's technically a drug, right? So there's active ingredients that actually helps you to prevent sunburn and cancer, right? So don't make your own sunscreen.
Another note, don't DIY the sunscreen. Yeah.
Don't DIY yours. It doesn't work that way. Yeah.
Okay. This has come up a lot on Attribute. We were just discussing the different formulas and what's right for every person. How do we know, Charlotte, if mineral is right for us or chemical is right for us? And could you briefly give us the difference? I mean, obviously, I know this comes up on Attribute all the time.
Mineral sunscreen. Yeah. So mineral sunscreen, like we just launched our mineral sunscreen for Rose from About. It's a tinted mineral sunscreen base. So what it does is that the actives for us, our actives is zinc oxide. This zinc oxide actually sits on top of your skin and get absorbed. So it creates like an outer and inner protective shield against UV rays. So our ingredient is zinc, but you can also use titanium dioxide as a mix. So because of how the technology works, mineral sunscreen is really ideal for people who, you know, have sensitive skin, or maybe you're pregnant, or that you have other like concerns, that is maybe you have more problematic skin. That's the one that you would want. But for mineral sunscreen, usually the texture is a lot thicker. Well, obviously, because it's a physical mm-hmm. sunscreen and it really has a serious white cast because the pigment itself is white. So you get this like white or ashy cast for some people. But of course, like for us, like we've made it tinted as a base layer. So that is actually lightweight, breathable, and rubs in easily. So like we try, like, it's really hard to formulate a mineral sunscreen to make you want to actually wear it every day. So that's mineral. So for chemical sunscreen, what it does is that it's the four kinds of active ingredients are avobenzone, homosalate, octisalate, and octicrylene. So these are what it does is that this combination of actives, like they absorb the rays and then it dissipates it. So I think like some people may think, oh, well, the good news about chemical sunscreen is usually it's super lightweight because it's texturally just so much more superior and it really does feel like skincare. So you're like, when you wear it, you really don't feel it. And some formulators put alcohol in it. So it's like actually really, really airy light that you really can't feel it. So our signature resting beach face uses clean chemical actives and none of the controversial stuff like oxybenzone and octinoxate. So I think that if you're saying that, okay, what is the difference and which one is better for me? I really think it's like the choice really depends on your skin type and your preference. So let's say you're pregnant, go with a mineral sunscreen. If I sweat a lot or if I need to put makeup on, I think chemical sunscreen actually works better. So it doesn't have those pilling and those slick situation, or it's just personal preference. Maybe you just don't like mineral sunscreen at all. You just don't, you're not really into it. So then I think it's like everybody have their own choice. So that's why for us, I want to provide that choice. Be like, okay, it's not an either or thing. Like you should have a choice because everybody has preferences.
That is the best and most thorough answer. Now I would like to talk about Rose from Above, your new product, which I'm holding. Now, I could not believe you just said this. People of color have such a difficult time finding a sunscreen that doesn't leave that wacky white cast. You look like a ghost.
Purple. It's purple cast. Like when you have darker skin, you actually get this weird ashy, almost purpley cloth cast. It's like kind of bizarre. Not that I'm super tan or anything, but like I am actually a little bit, you know, darker and like kind of in between. I have, I would say, medium skin tone. So like when I'm in that spectrum, I may be like a 6'5" or 6". Yeah. Remember, I used the tan. it's stuck, right? So this PD is really cool. Like, I think this product development is really cool because, like, I was like, all right, I know how hard it is to find a mineral sunscreen, and that's why we wanted to co-create it with our AAPI and POC community. So what we did is that we invited them to try out our sunscreen base before it launched, and what we wanted to do is to create a product that actually caters to our community. Mm-hmm. So our community, yeah, it sounds like, oh, well, you're just doing designing it for you for yourself, but what we found is that, you know, most mineral sunscreen is really designed for a different skin tone. So like for us, it's like, you know, medium or maybe olive skin tone, even darker skin tone. It's really hard to find like a general SPF that actually blends and actually works. So for us, it's like what we want to do is to achieve that. So this guy is an SPF 35 non-nano zinc sunscreen. It blends really well and it works as like a skincare base. So what it does is like the result is like a semi-matte, it's a little bit semi-matte finish airbrush, and it really genuinely has no white cast. So if you blend it out, you're like, wow, like
truly
it's amazing.
I was blown away when I put this on, and I was like, wow, non-white people are gonna have a heyday with this. I was just thinking, oh my goodness, the color, it blends completely sheer. There's no cat. I was shook.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. But I mean, we added cool ingredients in it as well. So young people nowadays, they're really into their barrier situation. Mm-hmm. So barrier repair is really important because for the past 18 to 24 months, people are putting acid on their face and exfoliating so much. So your barrier is completely destroyed. So what we wanted to do, well, generally, if your barrier is destroyed, you have sensitive skin and hence you use mineral sunscreen. So what we wanted to do is to add ingredients like squalane, plant squalane. We put ceramides, hyaluronic acid, like yucca roots, so that you can actually help with the skin barrier repair and keep the redness at bay. But actually, the key ingredient over here is upcycled rose. I know you mentioned like what on earth is upcycled
rose?
Tell
me about that, because that sounds very intriguing.
Okay, that's cool to know. So yeah, the product's name is derived from rose. So we're like, okay, we are a sustainable brand and we start with our packaging. So I can talk to you all about plastic, but nobody really cares that much. So that's what we're like,
next question is the post-consumer recycled plastic, which we're going to talk about.
I'm on and on about that one, but I'll tell you about upcycled. What does upcycled beauty really mean? I think it's like the forefront or the frontier in sustainable beauty, because like a lot of brands, when they try to be pro planet, their journey starts with obviously the packaging, because it's the easiest to control. But a lot of people don't go into sort of like the formulation to be able to actually try to have that end of life, or like at least to have that circular economy situation going on. So what we want to do is to find ingredients. Hey, we want to find products that uses byproducts of like commodity crop plants, flowers, like stems and roots that usually get discarded, and you actually can actually rescue them and give them a new lease of life. I'm sure you've heard of the idea of like ugly fruits in the supermarket, where they're not perfect apples. They're not perfect.
I always
things.
Try to get the ugly ones because I don't want them to get left alone.
Yeah, they get left alone. So obviously those guys usually they become jam like they become something else. But actually we can actually rescue those guys and actually make them into skincare ingredients as well. So for us, for this particular product, what we use is actually exhausted rose petals. So I was like, okay, why would you throw away rose petals? Actually, the distilling process when you make pure essential rose oil is that you dry it out, you squeeze it out, and then you make, you know, those rose oils that you use for perfumes or for fragrances and stuff. So what we realize is that you can actually squeeze it a second time. And then that ingredient has effects that has priming, it has like boosting primings and reduce the appearance of fine lines and all that stuff. You can actually extract it the second time and be able to get those benefits using that pure distilled rose oil. So I was like, okay, if we actually did that for another product as well. So we started, hey, actually upcycling ingredients is really interesting. And it really shows you like, hey, you can actually use like waste the things and make it into something new, and it actually has skincare benefits. So that's upcycled beauty. So I think going forward, we want every one of our products have an ingredient like that, so that, hey, we're trying to rescue some ingredients that might go to waste and actually create a product out of it.
And on that same note, so I work with Ulta, and Ulta has, y'all are in the Ulta stores here in the U.S., and they have a little section, Ulta, all about sustainability. And only the brands that are considered sustainable are in that category, and Everyday Humans is in that category. One of the reasons is because of the post-consumer recycled plastic. Now, Charlotte, I know you probably have people roll their eyes and get bored talking about this subject, it sounds like. But no, we love it here on Nashville because that's what we're all about here. So I would love to talk to you more about that. Why are other brands not as cool as you? Why are they not doing this? Is it because it's still very difficult to do?
So difficult. I mean, like PCR. So what does PCR stands for? It's post-consumer recycled plastic, or some people call it post-consumer recycled resin. Okay. So this is basically PCR plastic that are, it's the end product of the recycling process for used plastics, right? So obviously everybody knows the benefits, you know, PCR, like you, if you don't, you're using discarded plastic. So obviously it will be in comparison to virgin plastic. You can reduce your carbon footprint. You can reduce waste. You can reduce use of raw materials. But honestly, there's so many challenges that I have to go through to be able to achieve where we are. So to give you a bit of background, the most common way of recycling is, it's called mechanical recycling. So what it does, it has a bunch of steps: sort it, clean it, shred it down, melt it down, and remold it. And during that process, the actual plastic or the polymer chains, actually the plastic breaks down. And what happens is that the material degrades, which makes the resin actually not suitable for housing formulas with actives like an SPF in a stable manner. And the second thing is that recycled plastic are really, like if you make it into the 100% PCR, it's really hard. It's like hard as F. So for us, if you want to make it into a tube, as an example, is what we have. If I made it into 100% recycled, it's going to like, you're going to grab the tube and it feels like a cardboard box. It's not going to have that hand feel that you want. So basically, when we were considering all these moments, okay, I needed to work well. So the whole idea of having a tube is so that it houses the product, it doesn't degrade and it doesn't react and it needs to stay stable, right? The second is that it needs to feel good. If not, it's just kind of like random. It's this cardboard box thingy. So that's why, well, too long to, like, so the long story short is that in the ideal world, everybody wants to do 100% PCR. But in reality, there's a lot of challenges. So I think a lot of people, like maybe more sophisticated sustainable beauty buyers, like, oh my God, I'll only pick people who get like 100% PCR. That is not a really good way of saying that we're not doing enough, because you need to understand that measuring sustainability brownie points with just a percentage and not aware of how the challenges it is to, for us to achieve that is like not a good bench. Yeah. So for us, like this guy's 50% PCR. Our lip balm, Big Mood, because it's a hard case, we can achieve 100% PCR. Resting Beach Face and Oh My Buzz, 35%. So we try to get it as high as possible because that's what consumers are looking for. But people need to understand that it's the process it takes, and that it's not like that because of the quality, the degradation and all of that stuff. Is actually really hard to achieve that.
And I would assume also that I would like to think some of the big conglomerates out there, the big companies, the big corporations that are producing the waste, the big amount of waste in our world, are they doing anything to drive this movement, doing the research to help it?
Actually, there's a lot of innovation in the technology to be able to actually achieve that. But because right now there's so much demand for it, but there's a shortage of actual recycled plastic. It's not that there's not enough plastic that's being thrown out. It's more like, as I've mentioned to you, the mechanical recycling process where you shred it down and do all that stuff doesn't mean that all of the plastic can be recycled, because they need to be sorted to have some form of quality, right? So that's the thing. Like, so it's actually a very difficult process to get there. And there is a lot of innovations by the big corp to be able to get it better and faster and more of it. And there's a lot of innovation, but it's going to take time. This whole explosion of sustainable beauty, I think it's only really going into the mainstream in the past year, two years, maybe. So there's obviously a lot of forefront people, like frontier people, like 10, 15, 20 years ago doing that type of stuff. But we're really seeing the rapid expansion. We're really seeing the innovation right now. So it's an exciting time to be able to do that. And there are a lot of conglomerates that are doing it. And I'm super, like, it's not a sexiest brand. It's like Love Beauty Planet. Not the sexiest brand. They're doing it. You look at their bottles, they're amber in color. That's why it's not clear, because like PCR is like brown in color. So you're like, you'll be able to tell us that people now understand that, hey, you achieved like the perfect color or the perfect texture or the perfect situation clarity, but they know it's like recycled plastic, right?
Right. I would rather have a bottle not be super cute if it was made.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
But I'm not everybody. Listen, the game is strong. Look how friggin' cute this bottle is, okay? This rose from above. This color, Charlotte, is the color of my soul. This is the exact pink of my soul, my vagina. This is the color of everything right here, this pink. It's like... If you can see, my office is painted a very similar
pink. Oh my gosh, you are a pink person.
Oh, my whole life. I'm one of
I mean, I know your podcast is branded pink, but I didn't know you're like actually
if
a
pink,
pink
is an option, then I have it. Literally everything I own is
that
pink.
Is awesome.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to go through the difficulties of going through to get to this pink that I want.
Yeah, this is truly the best color. The absolute exact pink color of my life is that I might match this to my next wallpaper or something.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I will say, on NatchBute, we always say vote with your wallet. And Everyday Humans is a woman of color-owned indie brand that is truly trying and making a difference. So there you go. There's no reason to not purchase these products and support this brand. And again, I've been bringing this brand up for years. I love it. I'm telling y'all. I also wanted to ask you about this oil cleanser that I just got. It's got upcycled figs, honey.
Yeah, upcycled figs.
I got really excited when I got this product because I was like, an oil cleanser, but then it started foaming up on me. And I was like, well, this is exciting.
Like my idea of Ease Up. So Ease Up is a PHA watery oil cleanser. So what it really does is that, like after you use sunscreen, obviously you need to remove it.
Yes.
So, and I realized when you use the same mineral sunscreen, it kind of clings to your skin. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, I really need like a post sun routine. So obviously I want to start with cleansing. So I was like, all right, when I think about cleanser, I was like, I don't want just like a basic cleanser because I'm lazy, right? Remember the lazy part. I wanted it to do a little bit more. So it needs to remove my SPF. It needs to remove my freaking like residual makeup. I wanted to actually brighten my skin. So I want to combine a couple of things. So I kind of have one combining steps again. So that's why we created Ease Up. So it's a gentle, like it's an exfoliating oil cleanser. Okay, cleanser that effectively removes makeup, residual makeup, SPF, and it also doubles up as a mild cleanser, a mild exfoliant, which is using PHA, lactic acid, and mandelic acid. So this trio helps you to exfoliate. So you actually have immediately brighter skin. So you're talking about the texture. Mm-hmm. I went through a lot of trouble to get it there because for me, like my pet peeve is like not foamy cleanser.
Yeah.
I love like cleanser that foams.
I do. I love oil cleansing, but again, we're children of the 90s, we love a foamy face wash. Yeah, and a lot of times just a regular oil cleanser, it leaves my skin a little too oily. Like I feel it left over.
Yeah, like that's exactly my problem. I was like, well, I understand the idea of an oil cleanser and I've used it before, but I'm not that person who's going to double cleanse. I'm not going to do two freaking cleanses.
Neither am I.
So that's why I wanted to create a product that's like, okay, actually this oil, that's why it's so watery. It actually foams. So you can use it dry. So as like an oil cleanser, but you can use when it, touches water, it really does foam. It gives you that satisfying, yeah, my face is white and bubbly feeling. Love it. So it's like kind of like dual effect. So it took a while to get there, but we got there, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
So you also mentioned obviously upcycled fig, right? Mm-hmm. So same thing I was telling you from Rose from Above. Again, like it's the fruit and vegetables that get wasted. And we went through the whole process of finding an extract that, you know, comes from repurposed fig stones and fig meat from the food industry and made it, you know, obviously
fig
made it
meat.
Into a new product. Fig meat.
Okay.
It sounds really fig meat. What a weird thing. I've never said that before, fig meat.
You have now. So it's on recording. I'll have it. I'll play it back. Okay, I have two final questions, Charlotte. My first one is, what is your current daily skin routine? Because I feel you are the founder of Everyday Humans. What are the products you're using right now? Because you have several to choose from.
I'm pretty lazy, to be honest. Like daytime, really, like I actually live like near the beach and it's pretty sunny every day. So I actually do wear sunscreen indoors. So for me, it's like because of the light, I want something that moisturizes and protects me from the sun. So obviously at home, I'm going to use my resting beach face, which is my sunscreen serum that has hyaluronic acid, pentavitin, very moisturizing, but at the same time, it's light. So it doesn't feel super greasy and gross. And I can just like wear it every day. And if there's a little bit of sun coming through, I'm okay. SPF 30. When I'm out and about, I usually either wear that or my tinted sunscreen. And I'm pretty basic when it comes to like I guess makeup. Like I put a little bit of concealer, maybe do a bit of brows. I really like Kosas concealer. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice one. The one with a little bit of essential mm-hmm. oil smell to it. Very nice. Eyebrows. I'm pretty basic as well. I use Benefit. Pretty boring actually. But I think my nighttime routine is a little bit more exciting. So I mentioned to you my cleanser, obviously, because I'm, you know, super lazy. I want the combined steps, but sometimes I use a cleansing balm. So when I use a cleansing balm, let's say if I ever use a full face makeup, which is never these days, I use Eve Lom. So it's a very old school. I really like it because it's like, I think they're the OG of cleansing balms, actually, Eve Loms. And they give you this muslin cloth thingy. And so you have to heat it up and rub it out. Also, I really like the ritual of it. So it's kind of cool. And then for night cream, I am still in 2 months. I'm like trying a lot of night creams. And I recently got into the TikTok hype of like buying, you know, La Roche-Posay's mm-hmm. like Cica Plus Berry Repair Balm. I didn't like that one. Yeah. I was like, it's really, I don't know why it's exploded on TikTok. So I bought it. I was like, okay, let me see what the hype is about. I'm not sure if it's my thing. It kind of feels like diaper rash cream. Like,
oh, wow.
Try it.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is, because the product is for repairing. So it's like, it really is that.
So it
texture.
Is kind of a diaper cream for your face.
It is. Okay. Like, really is, because they're repair, right? So it makes sense, because a baby's bottom, well, you'll right. know in like a month
yeah.
that it gets rashes.
In one
and stuff.
Month, like, I'm going to find out real quick.
Yeah, you're going to buy, you understand what I mean when you're like, oh, this actually looks like.
Oh, I don't want him to get a little booty rash. Poor thing.
It will happen. So yeah. I think the La Roche-Posay one is actually great for it. In fact, if you look at the packaging, it is meant for that purpose, but TikTok have discovered this product to use on your face. Like, it's okay, but maybe not for me, or maybe because I'm not like, I don't need that,
right.
like that intense of a barrier. So I've been trying that. I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Eye cream. I'm currently using Dr. Jart's Vital Biome solution, like the biome repair one. I'm down to the last few drops. It's actually really great, wow. but I'm trying to switch up to get something a little bit stronger. Maybe that one's really meant for younger skin. So I'm still looking for a recommendation. Haven't found anything like that I really want to buy as yet. Maybe it's the Skin Caviar. Maybe it's that $400 eye cream that she can.
Oh,
know.
My goodness.
Yeah. And then I really like brightening. So I recently bought the niacinamide serum from Naturium. Mm-hmm. Naturium. It's really cheap. It's like, I think it's like $15 or $16. And it has 12% niacinamide and is, I think, 2% zinc. And I think it works. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, this is a really good find. I was like, okay. And the bottle is like heavy enough. Like, it looks great. I was like, I can't believe I got a niacinamide serum for $15 or $16. That's pretty cool. And then I recently went to a spa and I was like looking for like an overnight mask kind of thing. So I was like, okay, instead of having a face mask, like get something. I found a spa brand from the UK. Oh crap. I forgot the name. Herbology.
It sounds right.
It's like Herbology something, but it's like an Asian inspired or Chinese medicine inspired overnight mask that I thought was really nice. And it's just, you can use it every day. And it's almost like a night cream and a mask combined. Again, like lazy. So it's like a night cream and a mask, overnight mask combined. So I can just sleep on it and it feels plumping and all that stuff. Like, skin looks great. I need to remember the name of the brand, but I thought it was like a really great product. It's British. It's like pretty inexpensive. It's like a spa brand.
Nice. Okay, well, you delivered with that one. Honestly, you own a skincare brand, so if you had a crappy routine, everyone would have come for you. So luckily, you came through, and you provided all of the steps, and I'm excited about them all.
That's great. I wish I had a better recommendation for night cream, though. Like, I still haven't found the one.
Yeah, I rotate because I'm always trying new ones. And
so what's going on right now?
Honestly, I haven't been that hyped up about one in a while. Do you know about Chemist Confessions?
Yes, I've heard about it. So, I've never tried it.
Yeah, they're really cool. And it's an Asian American owned brand. And the two founders are so cute and fun. And they've been on Attribute a bunch. They're Mr. Reliable.
Mr. Reliable. I
know.
Love the name.
They have cute names too. It's just so utilitarian. It doesn't have, again, they're all about the chemistry. So there's no fancy schmancy ingredients. It doesn't have a luxurious scent to it. It's just works. It does the job. And I love it. It's super moisturizing. It does what it says it's going to do. I just finished my last bottle and I'm that bitch that I don't really pay for skincare much because I get sent stuff to try.
Yeah,
so, hey, Gloria, Victoria, send me another bottle.
Really,
send one to Charlotte. Yes. Y'all need to do a swap. You need to send them some sunscreen and they'll send you some.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I should definitely hit them up.
Because
my previous one was actually Drunk Elephant's Lala Whip.
Yeah,
but it's like,
It's okay.
It's expensive, too. It's not good. It's not bad. Yeah. It's just, I moved on. That's the thing. I used it and I moved on and I never thought about it again. It just happened to be that for me for night cream. I just never stick to one for some weird reason.
I don't either. I have a few faves. I like Osea. Osea's expensive, but it's nice. You just have to find the one. And I wish everyone on their journey.
Yeah. I wish everybody well for their journey to find new ones. Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, my last question, Charlotte. I ask everyone this question. You're a brand founder. You're a mom of two. You're hustling. What are your self-care rituals? Things that you have to do to make you every day? And I know being a mother of two, especially a little one, is difficult to do these things. As you were discussing before we started recording, you were like, oh, I hope you enjoy your alone time because there it went. But what are some things that you do, your self-care rituals?
So two things. The first one is that every Sunday I take a bath,
which
I think is like a luxury because my daughter is 5 years old. So this is my alone time with her because she loves talking. So I was like, all right, I don't usually give her that much time in the day during the week. So I was like, okay, this is our alone time. It's a mom and daughter time, half an hour in a bath. I put like some nice salts and like bubbles and all that stuff and just sit in the bath with flowers and all that fun stuff and just sit there and listen to her talk. Aww. It's just actually amazing. So no phones, no nothing, obviously, because it's wet. So I just get to know her really well. And every Sunday we do the same thing, which is like really, I thought it was like, it's kind of cheesy to do it, but amazing. My bond with her was so strong after starting this ritual.
Aww.
The second thing is I'm obsessed with cooking. I love cooking. So recently I've been obsessed with making gelatos. It's like kind of random.
So
I bought this like industrial machine and like I used to live in Italy. So I'm really like, I really miss traveling, number one. And I really miss gelato, like good gelato. So I've just been trying to make it at home. So I'm now making, right now I'm just making a plain vanilla ice cream. I've got my like Madagascar, like vanilla pods.
Oh my goodness.
Down and made some gelato. Like, so this is just, like cooking has been my thing that really relaxes me because it's like you don't think about anything but cooking.
Yep.
And you're just there for 2-3 hours. I mean, gelato is a lot faster, but like cooking is like my thing.
I feel the same way when I cook. I finally am not looking at my phone. I'm finally not answering text messages and looking at emails. It's like I'm present, because if you aren't present, you'll burn your hand off or you'll chop a finger off. So you just have to be really aware of everything.
Yes.
How do you even make gelato? Because what is the element that gives it that kind of creamy, gooey texture? What is that?
Actually, it's a combination. It's just three ingredients, really. It's just like milk/cream, sugar, and egg yolks. Egg yolk. It's egg yolk for vanilla ice cream, at least. And then if you want, I can go into the whole process like it's like how I talk about PCR, but there are other things that make it more stable, so it's less icy.
I mean, this isn't Natch gelato, Charlotte. We're not going to get into it today, but maybe another time.
I don't want to get into that, but it's not easy, but it's been my recent obsession for the past 2 months.
That's a really fun answer. Bath time with daughter and making gelato definitely has not been the answer on anyone's question yet. Yeah.
What are you doing for self-care?
Oh, I play The Sims. It's a new one. I haven't played it in years, but everyone says that when you're breastfeeding, which I'm hoping to do, you need an activity because you breastfeed for so long. I didn't know this little motherfucker's going to eat at least 8 times a day. I didn't know that. I've been doing all these classes and stuff.
Play video games while doing it.
Well, no, it's going to be on my phone. So everyone's saying get an iPad. Get an iPad, load it up with magazines, whatever.
I agree.
So I just recently re-downloaded The Sims and it's really hard. I love a house renovation and that's all I do on there. I just renovate the houses. So I'm going to just, I have a whole demo going on right now in my kitchen on The Sims that I'm focusing on. So self-care rituals, I don't know. My dog is really big in my life. I pet her a lot and lay with her and looking at TikTok. I'm going to be honest. I love a TikTok. Sounds like you do too. It's fun, right?
That's kind of work. Is it work for you?
No, it's both, because I do a lot. I find a lot of stuff for Natch Butte on there, but I just find it to be such a fascinating medium. And I love keeping up with what all the kids are up to.
I'm like, that's too addictive. It gets me into the, like, so I was like, all right, I need to not look at it before I sleep. If not, it's like 4 hours later. Oh,
yes.
Just look at some random video of people making ASMR thing. Oh, random.
I love when the algorithm just takes me somewhere I never thought I would go.
Yeah.
Yet I love it. There's this hot lady. Yeah. There's this British lady. And she goes, it's Wednesday. Let's get dressed. And all she does is put her outfit on for the day. That's it. I watch this bitch every day. I'm like, what is she going to put on today? Is it going to be this shirt? Is it going to be this perfume? And I'm like, I can't get enough.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, so I was like, I don't want to go into those weird rabbit holes.
Yes.
But if you like British humor, I'll send you some. Like, okay. I found some really bizarre ones.
Okay, I can't wait. And I'm going to send you this lady. Her name's Sammy, but I don't know what her screen name is off the top of my head. But everyone now, because you're hearing this, the phone listens to us, so you're all going to get her videos.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to deliver it to me.
She's a stunning woman covered in tattoos, and she just claps her hands and she goes, "It's Thursday, let's get dressed." And then she picks out her outfit. And I need to know every day, what is Sammy going to wear? What purse is she picking out? What jacket? I don't know.
Okay, I'm definitely going to take
You'll find her. She's going to pop up now. Okay, Charlotte, tell us where we can find Everyday Humans. If we're in the States, if we're not in the States, where is the best place to buy it?
Target. We're at Target.
So
we're going to be we're in Target nationwide for all four of our SKUs. And then we're also on Ulta.com. We're in Urban Outfitters, I think Revolve, Free People, JCPenney, but like Target is the place, easiest place to find a product.
Wow, y'all have really blown the fuck up.
Slowly but surely. Yeah, yeah. It's been a while. You met me a long time ago.
Four years ago, and I loved the brand then. And why did you change the name? I barely even remember the first name. It was similar to this one, but
that's what it is, because you barely, because it's a little bit long, it's a bit forgettable. I was like, I need a bit punchier, easier to remember. It was Everyday for Everybody.
Yes, I did know. I wasn't going to say it.
The For Everybody part is like too long-winded. I was like, well, basically it is Everyday Humans. So that's why I changed the name and make it simpler.
Yes.
And like back then, I don't know much about branding. And I like up my game, work with somebody who's more experienced. And it really made the product look like and feel exactly what I want it to be.
And,
so it's really strange.
And Everyday Humans truly encapsulates everyone. Because that's the whole idea of the brand. This isn't a girly brand. This isn't a masculine brand. This is a brand for everybody.
I'm so glad you see that, because that's the idea.
Of course I do, honey. The pros know.
The pros know.
I mean, it worked. I love it. And all the honeys, my listeners, they know it too. And now I've gotten a lot of DMs from my listeners over the years that have been like, you're right, I got Resting Beach Face. It's great. And getting their husbands on it too, partners.
That's amazing.
Because
I love it when the husbands or the boyfriends get into it. Oh, actually, this is pretty good.
Because, listen, sometimes it can be hard to get a man to put on some damn sunscreen.
It is. It's really hard.
Or a serum or whatever. So it's just an easy product. Like I said, it doesn't burn. It's quick and cute. And
I mean, like the weirdest people send me DMs thanking me, and they're usually straight dudes.
Yeah. We love it.
I'm just like, that is crazy.
I'm telling you, my honeys listening with husbands and male partners, get them Resting Beach Face if you want them to use sunscreen, which you need to get them on it. We love. Okay, Charlotte, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much.
It's now 9 a.m. in China.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck with delivery. You're going to be okay. Just breathe.
Yep.
Breastfeeding going on.
Yep. Oh man, my boobs are big. This morning my husband was like, oh my God, your boobs have doubled. I'm like, yeah, they're filling up.
Filling up. You got to massage them.
I just learned the sandwich technique.
Yeah, the sandwich.
Yes, I just learned that in my breastfeeding class. I'm like, okay, my boob is a Big Mac.
I didn't pay attention to any of my classes. Yeah. I really regretted it. So let's honestly pay attention.
I take notes and then I read the notes back every day. I'm taking this shit seriously. I don't know.
Yeah. Taking it seriously.
But I'm sure I'll forget all of it and not know what's going on, but it's fine. I'm at least trying. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. I'm so happy that I'm your last episode before you give birth. Congratulations again, and really lovely to get the chat with you.
Thank you. And thank you for the sunscreen.
No worries, man.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Nat Tribute. Please keep listening while I'm gone. I'm going to have lots of exciting guest-hosted apps. If you want to get me a baby present, leave an iTunes review. Okay? Leave an iTunes review. That is my maternity gift. So please do that. And don't forget that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck, sunscreen your neck, and keep your fringe fresh. Charlotte, do you cream your neck?
Of course I do.
Okay, thank God. And you sunscreen your neck.
You get lines.
Yes.
You get lines.